我们起来念几处圣经，今天我们要多念几两处。
Brothers and sisters, let's read few passages today. Today we'll read few more.
第一处，我们来看《列王记下》十一章，王下。
Second Kings chapter 11.
我们看第一节到第三节。
Verses 1 to 3.
让姊妹多翻到啊，我来念好了。
Brother and sister, after you have found the page, allow me to read them for you.
亚哈谢的母亲亚塔利亚见他的儿子死了，就起来乔密王室。啊，我想这个母亲实在是太厉害，她很有凶有恶。
This queen mother Athaliah was so evil and so dreadful.
她把她就是把亚哈谢的儿子，也就是她的身子，全部杀掉。
Because she even killed all her sons, the sons of her son Ahaziah.
她的身子就是应该继续做王位的。亚哈谢死了，那就是她的儿子应该来继续。
So Ahaziah's son should be the heir of the throne to be the king in his stead.
但是亚哈谢的妈妈，也就是她要想自己做王，所以她就把她的身子全部杀掉。
But this Athaliah, who is the mother of Ahaziah, wanted to be the king, so she killed all her grandchildren.
第二节。但亚莱王的女儿亚哈谢的妹子约斯巴将亚哈谢的儿子约阿斯从那被杀的王子中偷了出来。这里有一个身子他没有杀掉。
There is one of all the grandsons that Athaliah did not kill.
这个身子就是被亚哈谢的妹子把它藏起来了。
Ahaziah's sister, Jehoshaphat, stole him away.
亚哈斯和他的喇嘛藏在耶和华的殿里六年，亚塔利亚得了国位。我们最后看一节，就是最后的一节，二十一节。
Verse 21.
亚哈斯登基的时候年方七岁，因为他六年的时间被藏在圣殿的里面，没有被他的祖母杀掉，他留下来。
Joash was 7 years old when he became king because he hid himself 6 years in the holy temple and his grandmother did not find him, did not kill him.
啊，我们来念使徒行诗篇
Psalm
七十二篇
72.
这是所罗门的诗。
This is written by Solomon.
我们来跳几节来念。
We will pick few verses here.
我们看第一节到第三节。
Verses 1-3.
神啊，求你将判断的权柄赐给王，将公义赐给王的儿子，他要按公义审判你的民，按公平审判你的困苦人，大山小山都要因公义使民得享平安。然后我们来看第六节
Verse
6，他必降临。我想这是所罗门提到这个诗篇的预言，他当然指着我们主耶稣基督，他的再来，他第二次的显现。
He speaks of our Lord Jesus Christ's second coming, his appearing, and Solomon wrote this as a prophecy.
经过了审判，我们的主第二次要显现。
After the judgment, and our Lord will appear the second time.
他必降临，像雨降在一个的草地上。如甘霖滋润 天地。在他的日子，在他的日子，就是在他显现的那个日子，第二次来的那个日子。
In his days, that is in the days of his second appearing.
在他的日子，义人要发旺，大有平安，好像月亮长存。他第二次的再来，所有称义的人，神的儿女，真正重生得救的，他们要发旺，大有平安。
In his second coming, all his children, the justified, the righteous who are really born again, will have abundance of peace and flourish.
英文翻得很好，一个是 prosperity, 一个是 flourish。我们知道这两字的意念含义非常的深，就是兴旺，就是兴隆，就是繁顺、荣耀、有名望，宣扬、炫耀。
Flourish means have prosperity and peace. That means is thriving with all the fame and with all the abundance of peace.
我想这是我们将来一人在神国度里面的那个彰显出来的那个荣耀，那个兴旺。
And that is exactly the glory, the thriving of the righteous when they appear in the kingdom of God.
我们记得我们上次交通到马太福音第十三章败子麦子的分开。
Last time we shared on Matthew 13, the separation of the wheat and the tares.
到了末世，主要差遣他的使者，把那些作恶的、作恶的、叫人跌倒的，把他们从神的国里面挑出来，丢在火炉里面，他们要哀哭七次。
At the end time, the Lord will send His angels to gather together all those things that offend, and all those people who practice lawlessness, and will throw them into the furnace fire. There will be wailing and gnashing of teeth.
就是把这些败子都分开。
That is to separate all these tares.
然后底下有句话说，义人，义人。一人要在父的国里面发出光来，像太阳一样。
And the verse next says, the righteous will shine forth in the kingdom of their father.
你我若是已经因信称义了，得救了，到了那一天在父的国里面，我们像太阳一样的发光。
So you and I, if we are justified by faith and we are saved, in that day we will shine forth as the sun.
有多荣耀，有多兴旺。
So how glorious, how thriving this thing would be.
我们今天就等候这一天的来到。
And here we are waiting for the coming of that day.
然后我们再看下去。
Then let's continue to read on.
第八节。
Verse 8.
他要执掌权柄，这个他就是指着我们主耶稣第二次再来。
Again, he that refers to our Lord's second coming.
他要执掌权柄，从海直到那海，从大河直到地穴，住在旷野的必在他面前下拜。他的仇敌都要刮土，他是和海岛的王都要进攻，示巴和西巴的王要献礼物，诸王都要叩拜他，万国都要侍奉他。
Verse 11，
这是神国度的降临。
This speaks of the coming of God's kingdom.
世上的国要成为我主我基督的国，他要做王，直到永远。
The kingdom of this world will become the kingdom of our Lord and of His Christ, and He shall reign forever and ever.
弟兄姊妹，这一段的经文同提摩太后书第四章的第一节完全吻合。
Brother and sister, this passage simply matches so well with the 2 Timothy 4:1.
我每次讲这个题目明亮的晨星，我总要提醒这段经文。
So every time I speak on this theme, the bright morning star, I have to mention this verse one more time.
这是保罗提醒提摩太。
That is, Paul reminded Timothy
在末世你最要注意的三件事。
That in the very last days, the three most important things that you have to pay attention to.
保罗说，我要在神的面前和在将来审判活人死人耶稣基督的面前祝福你。
Paul says that before God in Christ, who will judge the living and the dead?
凭着他的显现和他的国度祝福你。
I will charge you by his coming, by his appearing, and by his kingdom.
所以这三件事，一个审判
，judgment，
第二，主的显现
，his coming, appearing，
第三，神国度的再来
，and the coming of his kingdom.
我们看见万有都要复兴。
Here we see all things will revive.
乐园要恢复。
The paradise will be recovered.
我们要义人要在父的国里发光，像太阳一样。
And the righteous shall shine forth as the sun in their father's kingdom.
好，我们再来念一处。
Now another passage.
我们来念哥林多前书第三章。
First Corinthians chapter 3.
这一段圣经，我想今天有些不同的解释。
I believe, today there are different explanations of this passage.
哥林多前书第三章。
Chapter 3.
我们来看第七节。
Verse 7.
请你念吧，第七节我们念到。
Verse 7 to verse 9. So then neither he who plants is anything nor he who waters, but God who gives the increase. Now, he who plants and he who waters are one, and each one will receive his own reward according to his own labor. For we are God's fellow workers, and you are his field. You are God's building.
这里讲到一个赏赐 reward.
Here it mentions reward.
这里讲到在众的教官都算不了什么，但是个人要照着自己的功夫得到自己的赏赐。
Here it says he who plants and he who waters, neither is anything, but each one will receive his own reward according to his own labor.
这个就是在主来的时候要得到奖赏。
That is.At the time, the word will be given out at his coming.
好，我们跳过来。
Now that's.
我们来看第十一节。
Drop down to verse 11.
还是请你念好了。我们十一节念到第十五节。
We will read from verse 11 to verse 15. For no other foundation can anyone lay than that which is laid, which is Jesus Christ.Now, if anyone builds on this foundation with gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, straw, each one's work will become clear, for the day will declare it, because it will be revealed by fire, and the fire will test each one's work of what sort it is. If anyone's work which he has built on it endures, he will receive a reward. If anyone's work is burned, he will suffer loss, but he himself will be saved.Yet so, as through fire.
这段经文可能有些不同的解释，并且很大不同的解释。
Here, too, as to this passage, we have two different explanations, and they are totally different.
我想这里讲到又是一个赏赐，对不对？
Here,
那些工程是金银宝石的，他们能够承受火的试炼，他们要得到 reward.
Here again, the reward is mentioned, speaking of all those work which can endure the fire, all those gold, precious stones, and silver, they will receive a reward.
假如这些工程都是草木和谐的，就要被火烧掉。
If this work is of straw, of wood, and then hay, that the fire would devour it.
他要受到亏损。
This person will suffer loss.
什么叫亏损？
What does it mean to suffer loss?
有人解释说，经过火的试炼。
Some people explain it meaning that this person will go through the fiery trial.
这个翻译就是一千年要在黑暗的里面哀哭泣。
That is, this person will and gnashing of his teeth 1,000 years in darkness in the kingdom.
我们知道就是火度的那个时期。
And we know this is the millennium kingdom.
这些人不能进到火度里面去。
All these people cannot enter the kingdom.
并且他们不能参加羔羊婚姻的宴席。
Nor could they attend the feast of the marriage of the Lamb.
这个责备。 这个执法实在是非常非常的严重，非常非常的厉害。
This punishment is extremely severe.
不能在神的国里发光，像太阳一样。
So they cannot shine forth as the sun in the Father's kingdom.
他们不能在神的国里像法王大有平安，不能。
Nor could they flourish with abundance of peace.
因为他们的工程都被烧了。
Because all their work is burned.
好，我们来看一看。我想因为时间缘故，哥林多后书第五章我就不念了，这段经文弟兄姊妹都很熟的。
And for the sake of time that we won't read 2 Corinthians 5:10, which you are all very familiar with.
就是保罗说我们定了心志要讨主的喜欢。
Here Paul says that we make it our aim that to be well pleasing to him.
因为我们个人都要在基督的那个审判台前要显露出来的。
For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, each one may be recompensed for his deeds in the body according to his work.
他要照着我们所做的 good or bad 来报应我们。
He will recompense us according to what we have done in the body, whether good or bad.
我想什么叫 good? Good 就是那些金银宝石的工程能够成就得住，得到赏赐。
And what is good? Good is all the work of gold, silver, and precious, which can endure through the fire, and you could receive a reward.
什么叫 bad?
And what is bad?
都被火烧了。
All the works that would be burned.
不但工程烧了，他自己还要经过那一千年火的那个管教，那个试炼。
Not only is is his work burned, but also he himself will go through the chastening of 1,000 years of fiery trial.
不过他还是得救的。
However, he's still saved.
他可以进到那个新天，那个新天。
Then he can enter the new heaven and new earth.
好，我们再来看启示录，我们来念两处的地方。
Now we'll read 2 passages in Revelation.
第十一章。
Chapter 11.
这就是主来的时候。
Again.About when the Lord returns.
我们看启示录第十一章。
Revelation 11.
好，我们来看第十六节。
Verse 16.
在神的面前，坐着自己位上的24长老，免赋予地敬拜神，说：实在。今在的主神全能者啊
17
我们感谢你因你执掌大权做王了外邦
18
愤怒你的愤怒也临到了那就是那个大的灾难羔羊的愤怒神的愤怒再加上外邦人的愤怒哎呀你看这个时候那个世界还像什么样子
Think of the world, what is going to be when the wrath of the Lamb came, that through all the great tribulation, including the wrath of all the Gentiles.
你就看看哪一个灾难，哪一个审判是何等的厉害。
So you see how awful that tribulation, that disaster would be.
审判死人的时候也到了。你的仆人，众先知，众圣徒。凡敬畏你名的人，连大带小的赏赐的时候，也到了 reward， 这里又是一个 reward，
again,
这时候到了。
Again, the time to reward also appears. So here you see it, the same word reward.
你的仆人，众先知，众圣徒，凡敬畏你名的人，连大带小的赏赐的时候，也到了。
The time came to reward your bond servants, the prophets, and all the saints, and those who fear your name, the great and the small.
你败坏那些败坏世界人的时候也到了。
And also, it is the time to destroy those who destroy the earth.
弟兄姊妹，你特别注意这个 reward 这个字，很重要。
Beloved, pay special attention to this word, reward. It's extremely important.
你去看查新约大概有20多次的 reward 这个字。
If you check out all New Testament, the same word appears 20+ times.
有些 reward 是现在的。
Some reward refers to the present time. That is, now you can receive the reward.
比如说你一打开登山报讯第六章，那里就讲了好几次reward。
For example, if you open your Bible to Sermon on the Mount, Matthew 6, and then you read several times the word reward appears.
好像这个reward并不是很难得到的。
As though this reward is not hard to obtain.
哎呀，你祷告的时候不要在公开的地方像法利赛人一样，你关起门来安安的祷告父，父就要赏赐给你。
For example, when you pray, do not be like the Pharisees. You should pray in secret, and the Father in secret sees you. He will reward you openly.
你要施舍，不要像法利赛人那样公开，你安安的左手不要给右手知道，安安的施舍，父。
And also, when you give alms, don't be like Pharisees who do this openly, but do this in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will openly reward you.
你进食的时候也不要像法利赛人给人家知道你在进食，你不要让人家知道。
When you fast,
父要赏赐给你。
Do not let everybody know this as the Pharisees do, and your Father sees it in secret, will reward you.
主有说，你若是光爱那些爱你的人，你有什么赏赐呢？意思说，你要爱那些不爱你的人，你又能够得到那个reward。
Now the Lord says, if you only love those who love you, what reward do you have? What credit is it to you?
所以很多的reward是现在就可以得着的。
So all these rewards you can obtain in this present age.
你看哥林多前书第九章，保罗说，你们要甘心的传福音，你甘心的传，你就能得到reward。And
also in 1 Corinthians chapter 9, as Paul says that, you should preach the gospel freely. If you do so, you will receive a reward.
所以有些reward就是现在我们可以得到的。So
all these rewards we can get in this time.
而且reward并不是很难得到的。And
also they're not hard to obtain.
有些reward是到主来的时候我们才能得到的。
But there are other rewards. We can only get them when the Lord returns.
哎呀，你可以圣经里找到很多地方。
And in many places in the Bible, you could refer to rewards like this.
你看希伯来书好几次提到reward。
For example, in Hebrews, several times the word reward is mentioned.
希伯来书第四章说，你们不要丢弃勇敢的心，存着心的，必得到大的赏赐。
Hebrew 10 says that, do not cast away your confidence, this has great reward.
所以你们要行完了神的旨意，就必得到所应许的。行完了神的旨意，你不要忍耐，行完了神的旨意，你就可以得到所应许的，这就是那个 great reward.
You have need of endurance, and after you have done the will of God, you will receive the promise, and that is the reward.
所以要忍耐，到主来的时候， endure
until the Lord returns, and you will receive the reward.
很多地方记载，你第六章也是一样，那希伯来书第六章，神不是不公义，会忘记你们所做的功和因他的名所献的爱心，到了时候，你要有满足的指望，一直到底，就是主来的时候。
And also in Hebrews 6, we read that the Lord is not unjust that he should forget your work and your faith which you have shown toward his name. Just like you minister to all the saints and still do, you have to have the full assurance of your hope. Then you will receive the reward.
我们在最后看一出那个reward。Now
lastly, we will read another reference about reward.
22章最后。
Revelation chapter 22.
第十二节
Verse
12 十二节看哪，我必快来，赏罚在我，我要把那个罚把它放在边上。
Behold, I am coming quickly. The Chinese Bible says, my reward and punishment are with me. Now, I want to put aside this punishment.
我的领受，弟兄姊妹，做你的参考。
Now, I would like to share my understanding for your reference. One day when we stand before the judgment seat, is there anybody who will be punished?
要罚的，我跟你讲，那些败子。
The ones that God will punish it are those tares.
他们要丢在黑暗的里面，哀哭。 其次，这是永远的灭亡。
Because they will be thrown into darkness, there will be wailing and gnashing of teeth. This is the eternal perdition.
马太福音五次提到黑暗的里面哀哭啼泣。
Matthew mentions five times in darkness, weeping and gnashing of teeth.
三次提到在永火里面，永火里面哀哭啼泣。
Three times they are mentioned that they are doing this in eternal fire.
我们知道这是一个地方。
So we know this is one place.
你好好的去读，都是对着那些不信的、那些假的、拜祭讲的。
Read them carefully, you will know they all refer to those non-believers, the counterfeit Christians, the tares.
这是罚，这是罚。
And this is the punishment.
非常严重的一个罚。
This is an exceedingly severe punishment.
感谢神。
But thank God.
你是主的儿女。
You are God's children.
什么叫对着我们的罚？
What is the punishment as to us as God's children?
得不到奖赏。
That is, we cannot receive His reward.
或者我们得的奖赏很少。
Or, our rewards are so few.
得不到主的称赞。
We cannot be praised by Him.
弟兄姊妹，这就是罚。
Beloved, this is the punishment.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，我们不要叫主到了那天来罚我。
Oh, my beloved, we do not want our Lord to punish us in like this on that day.
那一天我们见到主。
On the very day when we see Him.
见到这位爱我们的主。
When we see the Lord who loves us.
那样一位良善的主。
Such a good Lord.
不要说我没有带着什么东西到他的跟前。
Well, if you do not bring anything before Him.
他不要来责打我。
Then he doesn't have to scourge me.
他也不要来骂我。
Nor does he have to scold me.
他不但不骂，不打。
He will not scourge. He will not reprimand you.
看见我，看见你，还要抱着我，抱着你。
But when he sees us, he will embrace us, hug us.
我相信主会讲这句话。
And I believe our Lord will say this.
你们辛苦了。
You have done so much.
你现在回到家了。
Now I have come home.
你现在平安的回家了。
You have come home peacefully.
弟兄姊妹，你在那一个时候没有什么东西带到主的跟前，你是怎么感受的？我问你。
Brothers and sisters, when you do not have anything to bring before the Lord, what would your feeling at that time be?
我想我们会像彼得一样。
And then we will be just like Peter.
彼得三次不认主。
Peter denied the Lord three times.
主耶稣有没有打他？
Did the Lord Jesus?Ever strike him?
主耶稣有没有骂他？
Did the Lord scold him?
没有。
No.
主回头看一看他。
The Lord simply turned back and looked at him.
这个看一看。
With this one look.
给彼得一个什么信号？
What kind of signal that gave Peter?
彼得，你不要灰心。
It's saying, Peter, do not lose heart.
你跌倒了。
Even though you stumbled.
我还是爱你的。
I still love you.
彼得怎么样一个反应？
Now what's Peter's reaction?
彼得就哭了。
Peter wept.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Beloved.
有一天我们到主的面前也是这个样。
One day when we go before the Lord, it's going to be the same.
他不要来罚我。
He doesn't have to punish me. He doesn't have to strike
me. 不要把我救在黑暗里。
He doesn't have to
过一千年的黑暗的那个生活管教我。
He doesn't have to throw me into the darkness for a thousand years to chasten me.
他这样抱一抱我，我想你的里面的感受。
He just has to hug me. What's your feeling inside then?
我们的主是良善的主。
Because our Lord is good.
不是像那个又懒的仆人说，你是 hard man， 你是不讲理的人。
It's not like the lazy wicked servant says you are a hard man, you're unreasonable.
他口里说呢，在那里称呼主啊。
This person, although in his mouth he declares him as the Lord.
他根本不认识主是这样一位主。
He doesn't know a bit what kind of Lord he is.
难怪主说你是又恶又懒的仆人。
No wonder.
把他丢在黑暗的里面，让他哀哭啼泣。你是一个假的仆人。
No wonder the Lord says, "You wicked and lazy servant, throw him into the darkness." He is a fake servant.
你就是像犹大一样。
You're just like Judas.
犹大我们都知道。
And we all know this Judas.
他是使徒，不但是主的仆人，还是一个使徒。
He's not only the Lord's servant, but also one of the apostles.
他是个败子。
But he is a tear.
所以弟兄姊妹，你去查圣经里面二十多次的 reward， 就有一处的 reward 是负面的，是负面的。
So brothers and sisters, I challenge you to check all the references of reward which appear more than 20 times in the Bible. Only one refers to something negative.
所有的 reward 都是讲到神的奖赏，神的称赞。
The rest speaks of the Lord's praise.
神的报答。The word, 神要报答我们，报答我们。Repay.
The
good.
The Lord will repay us.
只有一处的 reward 是反面的。
Only one reward has the negative connotation.
在使徒行传的第一章。
And that's in Acts chapter 1.
我们知道那一次彼得要选一个使徒来代替那个犹大。
In that place, Peter wanted to choose one person to replace Judas.
彼得怎么讲的？
So what did Peter say?
讲到犹大。
He speaks of a Judas.
他已经用那一个作恶的工价卖了一块田，他这样的在那块田上吊死了。
Now, he used this reward of unrighteousness, and he bought a field. Then he hanged himself there.
只有这一处的地方将 reward 是一个反面的。
Only in this reference.Which speaks of the reward, and that is negative.
所有讲的 reward 都是奖赏，都是赏赐，都是报答。
The rest speaks of repaying, speaks of prize, speaks of reward in a positive connotation.
我们低头祷告。
Shall we pray? Please bow your heads.
主啊，我们乘着畏惧的心，我们来到你的跟前。
Lord, with this heart of fear, we come in your presence.
我们畏惧而侍奉，我们战兢而快乐。
We serve with fear and we serve with trembling, we rejoice with fear.
主，我们一起等候在你宝座的跟前。
Together, we simply wait before your throne.
主啊，正像仆人的眼这么仰望主人，侍女的眼这么仰望主母的时候，我们的眼也仰望你。
Just as the servant watches the master's hand, as the maid watches the master's wife, so we look unto you.
主啊，你应许我们。
As you have promised us.
我们向你伸手，你就给我们。
When we reach out our hand, you will give us.
我们向你张口，你就给我们充满。
When we open our mouth wide, you will fill them.
主，这是你的应许。
Lord, this is your promise.
我们现在就向你张口，我们向你伸手。
Right now, we reach out our hand and we open our mouth.
主，我们需要你自己的话语。
Lord, we do need your own word.
我们需要你的道。
We need your word.
我们都是你耕种的田地，都是你建造的房屋。
For we are your field, your building.
我们何等需要你的道。你的话来建造我们，来耕种我们。
How much we need your word, your way to plow us, to build us.
主，所以我们举目来仰望你。
Therefore we lift up our eyes, we look unto you.
我们都是干旱之地，何等需要你的雨水。
Oh, we are all like parched land. How much we need your rain.
让你的雨水，你的话语，宝贝的话语浇灌下来。
Oh, pour down your word, the rain, your precious word on us.
我们感谢你，敬拜你。
Oh, we thank you and we worship you.
你的名不但是晨星做见证的。
Your name is the bright morning star and the witness.
你的名不但是万王之王，万主之主。
Not only is your name the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords.
你的名也是神的道。
Your name is the Word of God.
主，愿你用你的话来建造，来造就我们，洁净我们。
Lord, may you establish, build us, and cleanse us with your word.
我们去等候你。
Together we wait on for you.
你的仆人同在。
Be with your servant.
你来控制他的舌头，控制他的心思，约束他的意念。
Control his mind, his mouth, and his tongue.
让你来使用他。
So you could use him. And also we commit a sister who translates for you. Oh Lord, make us deep call on deep.
主啊,
may you be hallowed among those who draw near to you.
在会众的面前,
be glorified among all the congregates. So that Satan the devil will be ashamed.
这么神的儿子的作为显现出来,
just as the Lord Jesus Christ revealed himself to destroy all the works of Satan.
你的灵在哪里, 哪里得以自由,
oh, where your spirit is, there is liberty. Lord, set us free.
主啊, 祝福归归你的百姓,
Lord, blessing be unto your people.
祝你得到荣耀,
and you be glorified.
从今世一直到永永远远,
from this time on and forever and ever.
我们将祷告祈求,
we ask and pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
弟兄姊妹,
brother and sisters, today again we fellowship on the theme, the bright morning star. Again, the appearing of the morning star is at the darkest, darkest night. And this age is the darkest, darkest age. And we are so convinced that this bright morning star will soon appear before our eyes. And his coming will usher in the fulfillment of the kingdom. This is the day that we have been waiting for.
但弟兄姊妹不要忘掉,
but my beloved, don't you forget that before this appears, that there will be this great judgment. And this is the same thing that I have been sharing with you for the last few times, the judgment.
弟兄姊妹还记得六种审判?
Beloved, do you still recall the six types of judgment? Three judgments for those who do not believe.
在不同的时间,
at different segments of time.
一个是现在的,
one is the present.
一个是主羔羊来的时候,
next is when the Lord returns, that is the wrath of the Lamb.
还有就是在不是大宝座面前的那个最后的,
and the last judgment before the great white throne.
就他们那些不信的不接受福音的, 他们都要丢在无底坑, 都要丢在火湖里面, 那就是第二次的死, 灵魂的死, 永远的死。
That is, those who do not believe, who do not accept the gospel, will be thrown into the bottomless pit. And this is the second death, and it will perish forever. Their soul will perish.
神凭着他的公义,他的圣洁,不但要审判那些外邦人,那些不信的人,
now, by the Lord's righteousness and holiness, not only would he judge those people who do not believe, but he also will judge his church, his children.
但是他的审判, 性质是不一样,
but as I mentioned before, the nature of this judgment is different.
这个审判, 这个管教是神的爱, 出于神的爱,
this judgment, this is chastening, is out of his love. We still recall what's said in Hebrews 12.
你们不要轻看主的管教,
do not despise the chastening of the Lord.
你们受责罚的时候,
and do not lose heart when you are being rebuked by him.
为什么?
Why?
这证明我们是他的儿女,
this simply proves that we are his children.
没有父亲不管教自己的,
no father does not chasten his own children. Unless you're not born by him.
在管教,
in this judgment, in this chastening, we do not feel joyful but sorrowful.
审判管教总是叫我们受到苦难,
because chastening judgment always allows us to go through this, some affliction. Therefore, we will be sorrowful.
但是结果呢?
But what's the end of this?
我们能够与他的圣洁有份, 我们能够结出平安的果子, 就是义。
We will be partakers of his holiness, and we will bear this peaceful fruit, that is righteousness.
难怪以赛亚26章以赛亚说，我要在你审判的路上等候你，因为我羡慕你的名，你的那颗纪念的名。
No wonder Isaiah said so in chapter 26, that in the way of your judgment we have been waiting for you. Our desire is for your name. Our desire, the soul of our soul is for you.
所有的审判，所有的管教，
All the judgment and chastening.
我们都知道这段诗歌所说的都是夸张的祝福，都是祝福。
Are all the blessings being masqueraded?
每一次的打击都是真的礼物。
So every blow is true profit.
难怪这个以赛亚会说，我要在审判的路上，我来等候你。
No wonder Isaiah said that I will wait for you in the way of judgment.
我要等候你的祝福。
I want to wait for your blessing.
我要等候，叫我得着益处。
I will wait.So I will be benefited from this.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Beloved,
在这个最黑暗的一个时代，
I believe that in the very darkest age,
撒旦像吼叫的狮子一样，
Satan is just like a roaring lion.
他在哪里杀害、偷盗、毁灭？
He is killing, he is stealing, he is sabotaging.
我们在这样一个时代，我们怎么样能够站立得住？
In an age like this, how can we stand?
我们怎么能够躲避这些、远避那些罪恶？
How can we shun all the evils?
我们怎么能够远避那些试探？
How can we avoid all the temptations?
我们怎么能够不落在撒旦的那个网络里面？
How can we not fall into Satan's snares?
弟兄姊妹，我们一定要建立一个安全的系统。今天我们都知道一个 security system， 那就是一个建造一个建立一个安全的系统。
Beloved, we have to build this security system.
这个今天美国有很多大的房子、豪华的房子里面都有那个 system。
Today in America, all those magnificent, great buildings have all this security system within.
能够防盗，能够防偷，能够防火。
So they can keep an eye on all the thieves, robbers, and even fire.
这是叫安全的系统。
So this is called a security system.
今天美国那些豪华的车子里面也有那一个 system.
Even those gorgeous cars have the security system.
弟兄姊妹，我们今天处在这个时代，我们更需要建立一个非常健全的、安全的一个系统。
So, brothers and sisters, we are in this age. We have to build this sound, safe security system.
什么样一个系统？
Now, what kind of system is this?
就是保罗对提摩太，提摩太后书第四章第一节的那一段话。
That's exactly the past, the verse is said in 2 Timothy 4:1, as Paul spoke to Timothy.
一个是审判。
One is the judgment.
主的显现，第二次的再来。
Second, the Lord's second coming.
第三。
Third,
国度。
Kingdom and kingdom.
我们还要加上两点。
Now we would like to add two more points.
求主保守我们一个爱主的心，很重要。
May the Lord keep us to grant us this heart to love Him.
保守我们有这颗爱主的心。
Keep us to have this heart to love.
保守我们一个敬畏神的心。
And may the Lord keep us to have this heart to fear Him.
所以弟兄姊妹，这个五点就能够给我们建立一个非常安全、非常周到的一个安全的那个系统。
So brothers and sisters, with these five points, we could build a very complete and sound, safe security system.
我讲了很多次的那个审判。
So many times I have mentioned about this judgment.
我讲到不但是对着外邦人要审判，对着新的、对着教会也要审判。
I said that not only the judgment was directed toward the non-believers, but also to the church, those who believe.
甚至审判要从神的家开始。
Even the judgment will begin from the house of God.
当大灾难还没来的以前，神的家先要受到审判。
Before the arrival of this great tribulation, the house of God will first be judged.
我们要看重这个审判。
So that's take it seriously.
希伯来书第十二章他怎么讲呢？他说你们既然得到了神的国，我们就当感恩， 我们就当做神所喜欢的，存着虔诚敬畏的心，我们来侍奉他，因为神乃是烈火。一讲到烈火，就是审判。
Hebrew 12, we read that we are receiving a kingdom which cannot be shaken. Let's have grace by which we could serve Him acceptably with reverence and with godly fear. For our God is a consuming fire. As soon as we said He is a consuming fire, we know it speaks of judgment.
哥罗西书第三章最后一句怎么讲的?
Colossians, last chapter.
行不义的就要受不义的报应，神不偏待人。
He who does wrong will be repaid, and God, there is no partiality.
彼得前书有好几次讲到这个审判。
And also, 1 Peter several times it mentions this judgment.
我刚刚讲到那一个审判要从神的家开始，就是彼得前书第四章。
I just mentioned that the judgment will begin with the house of God, which is in 1 Peter 4.
他在第二章怎么讲的?
Then what does Peter say in chapter 2?
他说你们若犯罪受这罚受这打你若是你们那个忍受又有什么可夸的呢?
Peter says that what credit is it to you if you're beaten for the fault and you take it patiently?
你们犯罪受这打你们能够忍受下来，这个有什么可夸的呢？
Because you're beaten for your faults and you take it patiently, what credit is there?
若是你们行善而受苦，能够忍受，这是神所喜爱的。
But if you do good and suffer and take it patiently, this is commendable before God.
这是神召你们的旨意。
And this is the will of God who called you.
基督已经给你们留下了榜样。
Because Christ has left you a good example.
到了第三章。
Chapter 3.
Peter 又讲了。
Peter says this again.
他说神的旨意若是叫你们行善而受苦，总强过作恶而受苦。
If it is the will of God to suffer for doing good, then it's better than to suffer for doing evil.
弟兄姊妹，你看到吗？我们可以找到很多的地方提醒我们神要审判的。
So beloved, you see, we could find so many references. They simply remind us that we will be judged.
什么时候审判？什么时候审判？
When will we be judged?
就是现在。
At now,
就是在今世,
in this present age,
就是在主来的以前, 还是要审判的。
Before he returns, he will judge you.
你看看圣灵对着推亚推拉教会所讲的，你若不悔改，我要杀死你的党内，我要叫你病卧在床，我要叫你经过大的患难。
Just remember what the Lord says to the church at Thyatira. If you do not repent, I will put you on the sick bed. I will kill your children with pestilence. And I will let you go through tribulation.
我要叫众教会知道，叫众教会知道我是监察人心肺腑的神。我要照着你们所行的来报应你们个人，要报应你们个人。
So all the churches will know that I am he who searches the minds and hearts, and I will give to each one of you according to your works.
这里我们看到好像神的审判是现在的，最多延长到主来的以前，他一定要审判的，要来报应你的。
So here, it's the present judgment before, it can only extend to when he returns, and he will repay you.
他要叫你经过大的患难。
He will allow you to go through great tribulation.
正是对着撒帝教会讲的，你若不警醒，我来到你那像贼一样，什么时候你就不知道。若是你不警醒，不悔改。
Just like he said to the church of at Sardis that if you do not watch and do not repent, I will come to you as a thief. You will not know what hour I will come to you.
你要做不信的人要经过这个大灾难。
You will be just like the non-believers to go through all this great tribulation.
这个大灾难，这个苦难，叫你能够回转，能够进到神的国里面。
But this great tribulation, this trial will turn you around so you can enter the kingdom.
不义的不圣洁的人不能进到神的国。
The unrighteous and unholy cannot enter the kingdom of God.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，你就看到这个审判。
So beloved, here you see this judgment.
我们不但是
Now, it's not simply that we're afraid of Him, but we need to see that all the things we ever committed grieve the Lord because we love Him. We do not want to sin. All the sins simply rob our Lord of all the glory that's due to Him. Therefore, we should shun all the sins.
我已经讲过了,所有的管教也好,政治也好, 审判也好, 也不都是为着我们犯了错,有罪, 对不对?
I mentioned this already. All the chastening, correction, all the punishment is because we have committed sins.
多少时候神是为了要叫我们生命那个成长,要叫我们生命那个成熟,叫我们那个改变,神就调动了所有的环境来破碎我们,对付我们。
So many times, in order to mature us, in order to grow us, so therefore, God orchestrates all kinds of circumstances to teach us, to chasten us, to judge us.
并且他要叫我们多结果子,他就修理干净,让他结果子更多,修理都是不舒服的,是痛苦的,但是神要修理我们。
In order for us to bear much fruit, then He has to prune us. It's not a pleasant thing to be pruned, but if we are pruned, we'll be able to bear much fruit, glorify Him. And so many times, through all the circumstances, God will show us who we really are. So many times we think we are quite spiritual, we are doing very well. But so many times God, through a one person, one specific situation, to reveal yourself, to stir you up.
就像照相机一样,用不同的角度把你这个相片,把你这个本相拍出来。
Just as the camera will take a shot from different angles to reveal the true whole picture of it.
哎呀,你拿到这个相片一看自己,哎呀,我是这样难看的一个人啊。
Oh, when you get the picture, then say, oh, how ugly I am.
本来你以为你还是很好的,很漂亮的一个人。
Now, originally you probably think you're a good one and you're very pretty.
把你的本相露出来,
God will reveal your true being in order to correct you.
哎呀,你看看,连保罗这样一个属灵的人,又跟刺在他的身上,保罗祷告了好几次,这根刺也没有拿掉,为什么?
Think of Paul, such a spiritual man, still have the throne in him. He prayed for several times, but still it's not removed. Why? Because Paul knew that this is so he won't be so proud.
弟兄姊妹,多少时候神的管教,神的审判是为了什么?让你变成有用!
Brothers and sisters, so many times God punishes you or chastens you for what purpose? In order for you to become profitable.
不要忘掉我们是... 神手中的工作是在基督里面已经做成的。我们这个工已经被主做成了。
Don't you forget that we are the masterpiece we are of God's work, of the work masterpiece in His hand. He has created, has completed it already.
我们都要成为有用的器皿。
So we will all become very useful vessels, you know.
什么时候你没有用的时候,神要制作你成为有用。
Whenever you have become unuseful, God will make sure to make you profitable again.
就像你做父母的一个孩子一点没有用处,与他的不能长大的,你妈妈怎么对待这样一个孩子,你让他去吗?你很高兴吗?
Just as parents, should you have a retarded child, what would you do to this child? Would you let him or her go? Of course not.
你要想尽一切的办法来改变他,对不对?让他有用。
You will do whatever you could, trying to change this one, child.
弟兄姊妹,千万你不要太谦卑,说我是一个无用的仆人。
So beloved, don't you ever be so humble, saying, oh, I'm such a useless, unprofitable servant.
有时候我们也会在祷告,哎呀,主啊,我是一个无用的仆人。
Well, although sometimes we do pray that, Lord, we are unprofitable servants.
是的,
it's good you have this humility in you.
但是从真理是不符合的,
However, it's contrary to the truth. Do you know where would this unprofitable servant go? Into the darkness, weeping gnashing teeth forever and ever. Matthew 25, the passage we just read, the outcome of this the wicked and lazy servant is to go to into this everlasting fire, darkness. None of God's children is useless. Only those who do not believe are unprofitable. Romans 3, we read that there is none righteous, not one. They all turned aside and together become unprofitable. Not even one who seeks after him. So what are you? A tear? Then you are useless forever. If you are a wheat, for sure you will be profitable. Since you're a member of the body, maybe you have fewer functions, others have greater functions, after, but still you are profitable, useful.
是的, 路加福音有一次, 保罗, 主耶稣讲了一个比喻。
Yes, in Luke, Lord Jesus gave this parable.
他怎么讲的?
What did he say?
他说有一个仆人在田里面, 又是种地, 又是放羊, 哎呀, 累得一天。
A servant labored so hard in the field to tend the sheep, to plow it.
然后他回来了,
and then he returns.
那么这个佣人应该怎么样呢?
Then what happens to this servant?
是不是他就坐下来休息了, 坐下来吃饭了呢?
Is he going to sit down and eat?
不是的,
no.
他要怎么?
What would he do?
他要服侍这个主人,
he had to serve the master.
他要去为主人预备饭菜。
He has to prepare dinner for his master. And even after that, he had to wait on his master, girded himself with the belt. After the master has eaten and left, would this master say thank you? Not so.
这个仆人应当怎么样?
What would the servant do?
他应该是怎样一个态度?
Now, he should have this attitude.
他说主啊, 他就是照着主人的一切的吩咐都做得妥妥的, 他还要说, 我做的, 我是无用的仆人, 我所做的是我应该的。
Even though he has done everything well according to the master's bidding, he still has to say that I'm an unprofitable servant because I have done all that I'm supposed to do. This servant is not a worthless servant, but he is an unworthy servant. He is simply not worthy of
this.
Because this servant knows that he served this King of Kings, Lord of Lords, God of Gods, am I worthy to serve you, even though I have done all your biddings? No.
不是无用,
it's unworthy. It's not worth it.
你看启示录第四章, 24位长老在做宝座的面前, 他们夫妇敬拜说, 你活到永远的神啊, 你是我的主, 你是我的神, 你配, 你配, 他们把他们的冠冕都放在宝座的面前说, 我的主, 我们的神啊, 你配的珍贵荣耀权柄, 因为你创造了万有, 万有也是因你的旨意被造而有的, 我们不配戴这个冠冕, 我们拿了冠冕, 我们也放在你宝座的跟前, 只有你是配, 我不配, 我是一个无用的仆人, 我所做的都是我应当做的, 做得不够。
Just as in Revelation chapter 4, all the elders fell down before God and worshiped him who sits on the throne and who lives forever and ever. And they fell down and they call out, "My Lord, my God, worthy are you to receive all the honor, glory, and power." And after we've done all we could do, we simply put our throne before your throne. We are simply unprofitable servants. Dear brothers and sisters, this is called unworthiness. Even today, you feel that you're so unprofitable. You do not have so many functions to perform. But the Lord will make you to become profitable. He will not let you go by like this unless you're a tear. As long as you are a child born again, you are wheat, you have God's life within, God will raise you up and chasten and correct you to make you profitable again. Now, if you read Zephaniah, there is a verse very interesting. I will punish you, correct you severely. Why? Because you have settled into complacency as the one on its track.
这什么意思? 你去看耶利米书第48章, 你就知道了。
What does this verse mean? If you refer to Jeremiah chapter 48, you will
understand.
There, the prophet says that Moab has been at ease since his youth.
没有，就像酒在城帐上澄清一样。
He has never been disturbed. It's just like the wine on its dregs.
没有从这个器皿倒在那个器皿里面。
He has not been emptied from vessel to another.
所以到了时候，我要差人到你那里去把你倒出来。
So the time will come, I will send those who will tip you over. I will smash your jar. Because you're just like before, you retain your old flavor and your aroma has never been changed. When you read this, you know that so many of God's children are just like this. They retain their flavor and their aroma has not been changed.
三年五年还是老样子。
You're just the same old you through all Israel
5 years.
Well, this is nothing amazing if you are a tear.
假如是你是麦子, 这就不正常, 对不对?
But if you are wheat, then this is abnormal.
两年三年五年还是个老样子吗?
Are you the same old you in 3 or 5 years?
虽然有时候有点忍耐，虽然有时候有点温柔，虽然有一点谦卑，但是这像酒在陈渣上一样，没有用。你稍微时间一长又出来了，这个因为陈渣还在里头，你稍微轻轻晃一晃，这个酒又稳住了嘛，对不对？多少时候我们就像这个样子。
Maybe you do have a little bit humility or gentleness or patience, but it's useless because it's just like the sediment at the bottom of the wine. If you shake it, the original flavor simply comes out. Now, this aroma is not the aroma of Christ. This is your original flavor. It actually stinks.
所以神要把你倒出来。
Therefore, the Lord has to pour you out.
让你能够改变，让你能够变化。
So that you could be changed, be transformed.
哎呀，你就看到一个审判多少方面对着一个神的儿女，神不会放弃我们。
So you see the judgment of God includes so many aspects. In the end, the Lord never gives up on us.
但是我再提醒你们。
But allow me to remind you one more thing.
所有的审判,
all the judgment,
所有的管教,
all the chastening,
所有的整治,
all the correction,
是在今世的。 今世的，不是来世的。
Are in this present age, in this present time, not in the age to come.
我这喜欢用这些圣经，箴言第11章31节说：“一人在世尚且受报，何况罪人和恶人呢？今世受报，不是在今天，就是主来的以前的那一段时间，神一定要来对付、来改变我们。”
I just love this verse in Proverbs chapter 11:30. It says that even the righteous will be recompensed on the earth. How much more the sinners and the ungodly. Before the Lord returns in this present age, the Lord will correct us and the Lord will judge us.
弟兄姊妹，我总是读来读去，我很难接受。 有些弟兄所讲的，将来1000年，我们还要丢在黑暗的里面，让神来管教，让神来整治，让神来审判我们。
Brothers and sisters, I have read my Bible over and over. It's just hard for me to accept this notion that you will be thrown into the darkness during the millennium kingdom, so He can chasten, judge, and correct you.
今天神要对付我们,
Today, God will deal with us.
你不相信神能吗?
Don't you believe that He is able to? Don't you believe that He has the wisdom to do so? Don't you believe that He has this patience? Don't you believe He has love? Don't you believe that God has this power, this wisdom to do so in the present age, in this present time to change us?
我们感谢神,
We thank God. And there are so many references in the Bible, they give this assurance.
你看彼得前书第一章就给我们看到,
Now, in 1 Peter chapter 1, we read,
他怎么讲的,
What does Peter say?
我虽然没有看见过你,我爱你,虽然不得看见, 因着信我们又说不出满有荣光的大喜乐。
Now, Jesus Christ, whom having not seen, we love, And now we do not see him, yet believing we rejoice with this joy inexpressible and full of glory. Why do we have this great joy? Why is we so joyful? Because Peter has this faith. He says that I will receive that and my faith that is the salvation of my soul. It will surely succeed in this present time. Therefore, he has this joy, he has this faith. He does not believe in himself, however, he believes that God is able. With God, all things are possible, with me, not so. And 2 Peter
1. 加因为我们认识那位用美德和荣耀召我们的主，又给我们极大又宝贵的应许，叫我们能够脱离世俗情欲来的败坏，与神的性情有份。
God's divine power has given us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of Him, and He has given us these exceedingly great precious promises that by which we could become partakers of His divine nature. We really thank our Lord. Now, one more reference, 1 Thessalonians chapter
5.
Thessalonians chapter 5, Now may the God of peace himself sanctify you completely. May your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. He who calls you is faithful, who also will do it. When will he do it? Before he returns. Thank the Lord, I could also recite many, many other references to prove my point. What does John say?
主所赐给我们是何等的慈爱，叫我们能够成为神的儿女，我们也真是他的儿女，将来如何成为显明，主若显现，主若显现，我们必要向他，我们必见他的真体。
Behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed on us that we should be called children of God, and such we are. We do not know what we shall be like, but when he appears, we shall be like him, because we shall see him as he is.
你不相信吗?
Do you not believe it?
主来的时候,
when the Lord returns,
你就完全像主了,
you will be like the Lord completely. Do you know it?
哥罗西第三章说主是我的生命他若显现我要同他一起显现在哪里啊荣耀的里面在国度的里面一人要像太阳像光一样发出来啊
Colossians chapter 3 we read that the Lord is my life when he appears we shall appear with him where? In glory and we will just be like the righteous shine forth in his kingdom
你为什么会像他
why do you would be like him?
哥林多前书第十五章说
First Corinthians chapter 5:15
到了那一天
On that day
我们要脱去软弱的脱去卑贱的脱去必死的脱去那能够朽坏的脱去那所血气的我们要穿上那一个刚强的珍贵的不死的不朽坏的属灵的那一个身体对不对啊主来的时候
on the day that the Lord returns as 1 Corinthians 15 teaches that we will put away the corruption put on the incorruption we will put away the weakness put on of this strength we will put away dishonor put on glory we will put away this natural body and put onSpiritual body.
今天我们为什么会软弱?
Now today, why is it we so weak?
为什么我们有时候还是会犯罪得罪我们的主?
Why is sometimes we still sin and against our Lord?
我们还有两个生命你看见吗?一个旧的亚当的生命还在里头一个是主的那个新的生命在我们里头所以多少说我们软弱就是因着这个旧的生命啊到了那一天都脱去了都脱去了都脱了干干净净了就基督是我的生命
Because right now we still have two lives within us Adam's life and Christ's life That's why sometimes we're weak, we commit sins Buton that day when he returns We will roll away Completely put away this Adam's life We will be just like our Lord
只有一个生命你还会再犯罪吗
If you only have this life, the Lord's life, would you commit sin?
你有这样一个荣耀的身体啊，把你丢在黑暗的里面哀哭切齿一千年吗
With this glorious body, will you be thrown into darkness and weeping, gnashing your teeth for 1,000 years?
弟兄姊妹，你再思考一下，到底能不能接受这个道理？一千年以后还要审判我们。
Brothers and sisters, think it over of this doctrine that in 1,000 years you will still be chastened and corrected. Will you be able to take this kind of teaching? Do you not believe the 1 Thessalonians chapter 5's words?
保罗说我们不是说黑暗的我们不是说冤暗的叫那日子临到我们像宅一样我们都是光明之子都是白昼之子对不对所以你们要谨慎把信德当作胸牌把得救的盼望当作头盔因为神不是预定我们受刑叫我们因着基督的死我们无论是醒着是睡着都叫我们与基督同活与基督同活 to live with the Lord.
First Thessalonians chapter 5, the Lord's word says that we are the sons of the day, we are not of the darkness. So, since we are of the day, we should be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and as a helmet, the hope of salvation, for God did not appoint us to wrath, but appoint us to obtain salvation.And whether we wake or sleep, we shall live together with him.
你不相信第四章讲的话吗?
And then again, do you not believe what's said in chapter 4?
死的些复活,我们还存留的,与他们一同被提,在云中,在空中,与主相遇,我们要与主永 冤同在 forever with the Lord， 永远与主在一起了，不再分离了。这是我们将来主来的时候那个荣耀。
And、还能够把我们又丢在黑暗的里面又隔一千年嘛再去见主吗？
不，永永远远与他同在。
And then、as in chapter 4, this speaks of the glory when he returns. That is, we will be with him forever and ever. Because when he returns, that those in Christ will rise again. And those of us who are alive and remain will be caught up together in the clouds to meet our Lord in the air. And then we shall be with him forever.
With him forever.
With him forever.
不再跟离了。
We will never be separate from him anymore.
彼此与基督同在，好得无比的。
It's better to depart from this world to be with the Lord, which is far more better.
我再用一节圣经。
One more reference.
我就结束了。
And then I will conclude today's sharing.
在哪一节圣经啊？希伯来书第十章。
Hebrews 10.
写希伯来书怎么讲的？按照定命，人人都有一死，死后却有审判。这样，基督一次被血担当了多人的罪，叫等候他的人第二次显现，与罪无关，万乃为拯救你们。这个拯救就是身体的得赎。
Hebrews chapter 10, verse 27.And、as it's appointed for man to die once, but after this, the judgment, so Christ was offered once to bear the sins of many. To those who eagerly wait for him, he will appear a second time apart from sin for salvation. This salvation is the redemption of the body.
弟兄姊妹，你在等候主的再来吗？
Beloved, are you waiting for the coming of the Lord?
保罗在第四章哥林多提摩太后书第四章，他说不但是我要得到公义的冠冕，并且到了那日子，凡是爱慕他显现的人都要有这个冠冕。
Second Timothy chapter 4, as Paul says, not only Paul would receive this crown of righteousness, but also it's for all those who love the Lord's appearing. They will all receive this crown of righteousness.
第二次显现的人与罪无干。
The Lord's second appearing has nothing to do with sin.
这就是时间已经到了，已经过了。
Beloved,
我们计划是把这个题目今年就结束它。
My time is up, and although I have planned to finish this theme, this share in this sharing,
我已经尽了我的力量，可是好像还没有结束。
But I have done all my efforts trying to wrap it up today, but still I have.
还有很重要的一段，就是我们在基督台前的那个光景。
But still, I have more to say. That's so important. That is the very condition as we stand before the judgment seat of Christ, beloved. Since today, the Lord allows us to remain on the earth before the bright morning star appears. Let us not be discouraged. Even though we are faithless, He is faithful. Not all men have faith.However, God is faithful. He will establish us. He will protect us. He will protect us from the evil one. He is the God of all grace. He calls us in Christ to enjoy His eternal glory.
加力量给我们，愿全能归给他，直到永永远远。阿门。
After we suffer a little, He Himself will establish and perfect us, and He will strengthen us. May the glory be unto Him forever and ever.
我们低头祷告。
Your head bow, please. Let's pray.
主啊，愿这些话能够深入我们的心灵。
Father, may all these words will go deep down into our spirit.
主，若是你的仆人讲的不对的地方。
Lord, if your servant has said anything wrong. That's contrary to the word of the truth of the Bible.
主, 求你怜悯,
Lord, have mercy, have forgiveness.
你知道仆人的心,
you know your servant's heart.
在这个幕后的一个时代,
in this end time,
这个可怕的时代,
in this dreadful time,
主, 求你恩待你的百姓, 恩待你的教会,
Lord, may you be gracious to your people and to your church.
眷顾我们, 保守我们, 加力量给我们,
strengthen, establish, and perfect us.
主, 我们要实行, 你不会实行,
Lord, even though we are faithless, but you are faithful.
主, 我们感谢你,
Lord, we give thanks to you.
我们是你手中的工作, 在基督里面, 已经做成的,
we are the work of your hand created in Christ.
我们是你耕种的田地, 也是你建造的房屋,
we are the field you plow and your building.
主, 我们愿意在你审判的路上, 我们来遇见你。
Oh Lord, we want to meet you in the way of your judgment.
主, 现在, 就在这个时候, 你来审判我们, 对付我们,
oh,
对付我们,
Lord, right at this time, you come to chasten, to judge us, to deal with us, and also to break us.
让我们成为一个有用的器皿,
so that we'll become useful vessels.
让我们成为一个有用的仆人,
so we'll become worthy useful servants.
能够来侍奉我们作为大君王,
to serve this great king.
有一天我们能够带着冠冕,带着奖赏,我们来朝见你的面。
And one day we will worship in your presence with the crown, with the pride, praise.
让你的心满足,
so that your heart will be gratified.
让你能够喜乐,
so that you will rejoice.
让你能够得着荣耀,
so that you will be glorified.
我们能够与你被你称赞为有忠心有良善的仆人。
And then we could be praised by you, the good and faithful servant.
我们能够与你一起欢喜快乐, 直到永远。
And we will be glad and rejoice together with you forever and ever.
听孩子的祷告,
hear your child's prayer.
这样祷告祈求是耶稣基督的名。
We pray and ask in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.